As the cost of living hurts many Australians, next month millions of workers will get a pay rise. The Fair Work Commission's raised modern award wages above the rate of inflation. That means almost 3 million workers covered by the award rate will get pay rises of 4.75%. And those at the very bottom, on the minimum wage, will get an even higher increase, just under 6%. The pay increase will begin from July 1st and means those workers will get just over $26 an hour and about $1,000 a week. So, who will be included in this? The national minimum wage covers a very small proportion of the workforce, but about 20% of all employees in Australia are paid at a minimum award rate. And while the Fair Work Commission does its wages review every year, this one had some tough considerations. Here's the Commission's president, Adam Hatcher.
Last year's review, which involved a real wage increase, narrowed the real wage gap to a significant degree. However, the accelerated rate of inflation since then has substantially opened up that gap yet again.
That's right, inflation has had a major impact on the decision. The Fair Work Commission says it had to consider rising inflation in the back half of last year. And then early this year came the war in the Middle East, which is making the problem worse. And there's still plenty of uncertainty around the economy, especially as the Strait of Hormuz remains, for the most part, closed. So it means headline inflation, that's currently running at an annual pace of 4.2%, could go higher. The Fair Work Commission's admitted that despite workers' real wages still catching up to the 2021 levels, it can't actually boost pay too much. And that's because it risks generating further inflation or sinking too many businesses. So, what's been the reaction to wages going up? Well, it was higher than what business groups were pushing for. David Alexander is the Chief of Policy and Advocacy at the Australian Chamber of Commerce and Industry.
For some businesses, they will pass that on and it'll end up in inflation. For others, they'll wear it themselves. It could be the tipping point for some businesses. Others will scale back their investment intentions. So this is not good news for the business community.
But the decision's been welcomed by the Australian Council of Trade Unions, which represents workers. Secretary Sally McManus says this is a really good outcome for everyone struggling with the cost of living.
In particular, of course, the lowest paid Aussies are the ones that are struggling the most with cost of living, and they need this pay rise absolutely. This will allow them to not just pay their bills, but to start making up some of what they've lost since 2021.
But some experts are warning, given the potential for the wages boost to lead to increased inflation, it could put pressure on the Reserve Bank to hike interest rates again.